You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony provides a truly holistic overview of health and vital well-being that will assist you in living your best life. Each week, she brings you fascinating topics about the Law of Attraction, Eastern medicine, as well as energy medicine that will help you to release physical and emotional blocks. It's time to create a truly magical life full of abundance, health, love, and happiness. Dr. Tony has the answers you have been waiting for.
Welcome, everyone, to Multidimensional Health with Dr. Tony. I absolutely love supporting people on their journey to health and overall well-being. That is why today I'm going to teach you a few lifestyle techniques that you can incorporate into your life that will help you cope with the stress and anxiety that COVID-19 is bringing into our lives. Facing hard times is just another part of life. Luckily, there are many ways to help you cope, no matter what difficulties lie ahead. Today, I will focus on five areas of self-care to help you manage stress and to stay healthy during challenging times. Stress during a crisis like the one we're currently facing can cause fear and anxiety about your health and the health of your loved ones. It can also cause changes in sleep or eating patterns and worsening of chronic or mental health conditions. For some, this can increase unhealthy behaviors like the use of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, or even overeating. How you respond to a crisis or difficult time in your life may look different than how others respond. It is important to remember that everyone reacts uniquely to stressful situations, but there are some healthy options. There's a strong connection between your mind and your body. This means that in order to reduce stress and boost your mental health, you need to take care of your body too. And this means eating a nutrient-dense diet and getting adequate movement amongst many other things. So let's dig a little deeper. Let's start with one surefire way to stop stress on its tracks, and that is deep breathing. We tend to breathe shallow throughout the day, and stress can naturally make that breathing quicker and even more shallow. However, when we take a moment to breathe more deeply, fully utilizing our lung capacity, our entire physiology changes. When you breathe deeply, your brain responds by sending the body a message to calm down and relax. There are some simple breathing exercises anyone can master to instantly reduce stress. Let me review them with you. The first one is belly breathing. This type of breathing can lower your stress levels, reduce blood pressure, and regulate other important bodily processes. Here's the basic procedure for deep breathing. First, sit or lie in a comfortable position with your shoulders relaxed. Place one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Inhale through your nose for about 2 to 4 seconds. You should experience the air moving through your nostrils into your abdomen, making your stomach expand. During this type of breathing, make sure your stomach is moving outward while your chest remains relatively still. Purse your lips as if you are about to blow out a candle, and press gently on your stomach as you exhale slowly for about 2 to 4 seconds. Repeat these steps several times for best results. If you're not finding it easy to do belly breathing, here's a tip. If you put your hands behind your neck, you will automatically deep breathe. Practice this daily for 5 minutes while you're watching TV or before bedtime, and you will see that with time, your body will get used to do belly breathing, and you will be able to practice deep breathing exercises without having your hands behind your neck anymore. And once you master belly breathing, you can try a more advanced technique such as the 4-7-8 breathing. Here are the basics. Take a deep, slow breath from your belly and silently count to 4 as you breathe in. Hold your breath and silently count from 1 to 7. Breathe out completely as you silently count from 1 to 8. Try to get all of the air out of your lungs by the time you count to 8. Repeat 3 to 7 times until you feel calm. Another stress management technique is to eat to reduce stress. Now, to be clear, I did not say to stress eat. I said eat to reduce stress, which is a big difference. Stay with me for a few minutes and I will explain. When feeling stressed, it is not uncommon to turn to food. Unfortunately, seeking comfort from food can cause negative feelings and illness in the long run. Finding relief from overeating or overindulging in rich treats will be short-lived and potentially leading to an increase in more food in order to be satisfied. However, instead of stress eating, you can eat to reduce stress. Did you know leafy greens contain folate, a vitamin that helps produce the feel-good brain chemical serotonin and dopamine? Asparagus, broccoli, citrus fruit, Brussels sprouts, and garbanzo beans are also contain folate. Salmon, flax, and chia seeds contain omega-3 fats, which have been shown to combat the stress hormone cortisol. Blueberries contain antioxidants and help reduce the stress-fighting chemical dopamine. Add blueberries to your morning oatmeal, which is a great option to boost serotonin. The next stress management technique I want to talk to you is about prioritizing exercise. It is no secret that we all should be active daily. From maintaining mobility and reducing injury to improving mental health, there are countless benefits of physical activity. The physical effects of stress can manifest in a number of many ways, such as headaches, insomnia, anxiety, weight gain, muscle aches and pains, crankiness, and difficulty focusing. While removing all stress from our lives is not possible, managing stress can help you avoid the negative symptoms. One of the best forms of stress management is exercise. Doing something physical helps get your mind and body out of the fight or flight stress response, so your body feels better. Virtually any form of exercise or movement can increase your fitness level while decreasing your stress. The most important thing is to pick up an activity and enjoy it. For example, for mind-body exercises, try yoga, Pilates, or Tai Chi. For structure activity, try cardio, interval training, or strengthening exercise. Unstructured activities like yard work, washing the car, gardening, and organizing or cleaning your home are also great ways to get moving. Now, let's talk about sleep. Sleep is a crucial aspect of stress management and physical self-care. Adults need anywhere from 7 to 9 hours each night. Stress can be the cause of troubled sleep. However, lack of sleep often leads to increased stress levels. To ensure a good night's sleep, try creating a bedtime routine to help signal your body it's time to wind down. Try to go to sleep and wake at the same time each day, and even on weekends. Some relaxing activities you may want to try are stretching, reading, meditating, taking a hot bath, drinking a cup of warm tea. One of my favorite teas to help me sleep is a moon milk made with ashwagandha. Moon milk contains a blend of adaptogens and spices to help inspire a blissful night's rest. You have heard me mention adaptogens many times before. They are herbs and plants that have been used for centuries to provide therapeutic benefits and help the human body deal with physical and mental stressors. To improve your sleep, try this sleepy time moon milk with the adaptogen ashwagandha paired with nutmeg and cinnamon. It's delicious. Here are the ingredients. 1 cup of milk substitute of your choice. It could be almond, coconut, hazelnut, whatever's your favorite. 1/2 teaspoon of ground ashwagandha powder. 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of ground ginger. 1 pinch of ground nutmeg. 1 teaspoon of coconut oil or coconut butter. Honey and maple syrup to taste. Make this tea by bringing the milk to a lower simmer, but don't let it boil. Once the milk is hot, whisk in the ashwagandha, cinnamon, ginger, and nutmeg, and gently simmer for 20 minutes. Make sure you use a tight lid while it's boiling. After the 20 minutes, stir in the coconut oil or butter and pour the moon milk into a cup. Sweeten with honey or maple syrup. That's it. That's all it takes to make the tea. And enjoy it at least 30 to 40 minutes before going to bed. And try to avoid using electronics 30 minutes before sleep and resist the urge to scroll through social media or check work emails. Lastly, avoid vigorous activity, large meals, and caffeine close to bedtime. You can also take an herbal anxiety or stress management supplement like the ones you can find on my website. Herbs are a wonderful option to reduce stress, anxiety, and help you sleep. But most importantly, they also directly benefit your nervous system. If you're under chronic stress or anxiety, you will definitely benefit by taking a nerve tonic on a daily basis. You can also add diffusing relaxing essential oils to your sleep routine. You can find a few high-quality herbal supplements and essential oils for stress and anxiety on my website. They are super effective and not habit-forming. The next technique to help us cope with COVID-19 is social health care. Social health refers to your relationships and the connections you have with the many people in your life. Out of necessity, we have evolved to be social beings. Cooperation with one another and compassion enhance our ability to survive under harsh environments and circumstances. Deep connections to others are a vital aspect of our well-being. The best way to cultivate and maintain close relationships is to put time and energy into building your relationships with others. We all have different social needs, meaning there's not a set amount of time we require of social interaction to benefit. Unfortunately, it is easy to neglect your relationship when life gets busy, and before you know it, stress and loneliness can creep in. The good news is no matter where in the world your loved ones are located, remaining connected now is easier than ever before. Here are some ways to cultivate connections with others right from your home. Text messaging, sending a quick hi, I'm thinking of you, is a quick and easy way to share a moment with a loved one. Video chat is another way to stay connected. There are countless of platforms available that allow you to get in some FaceTime without even leaving your home. Some of them are WeChat, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger. Those are great apps for some free face-to-face conversations. Group chats is another way too. Get together with the whole family virtually with video conferencing, and you can do this with Skype, Zoom, and Google Meet. And you can also write a letter. I know this is an old-fashioned method of communication, but it can be fun, and it's a nice way to interact with the person. Ask the sender to write you back. Share an experience, a photo, a picture, a TV show, or activity you and the loved one enjoy, and set the date to discuss your experiences. And if you're like me, I like to multitask, so I get two activities in one. I go for a walk to do my exercise, and I talk to my family on the phone during the same time. Now, communication is a key aspect of staying connected. When we're feeling stress, anger, and frustration can take over quickly. This can have a negative effect on your communication skills. Sharing your feelings of stress with others can help relieve stress. Listening to others discuss their stress can also help you feel less alone. Allowing yourself to open up and be vulnerable to loved ones is a restorative form of self-care. Now, here's some tips to help you. Value yourself and your options. Know your needs and wants. Express negative thoughts in a positive way. Receive feedback positively and listen when others are speaking. Our thoughts and the way we think about ourselves greatly influence your physiological well-being. Mental self-care involves doing things that help you stay mentally healthy. Practicing self-compassion and acceptance, for example, helps you maintain a healthier inner dialogue. There are many techniques you can use to reduce stress while practicing mental self-care. One thing that can significantly impact your stress level is your attitude. Pessimists, perfectionists, and those with a type A personality, for example, may have a tendency to self-sabotage with negative thought and behavior patterns. Try taking a more positive outlook. If you look hard enough, there's always something good to be found in any situation. The hard-to-face moments in life often provide teachable moments. It is up to you to figure out what lesson is to be learned. Rather than focusing on the negative things happening around you, search for the positive. Another useful technique for banishing stress involves imagining that your stress is gone. Affirmations, guided imagery, and visualizations are great for helping you manage your stress. Here are some tips for incorporating affirmations into your life. Keep them positive. Repeat your affirmations frequently and post them around your home and workplace for visual reminders. I like to write them in colorful and fun-shaped post-its and post them around my house, especially in areas that I walk in often, like the fridge, so I can see them every day when I'm cooking, or in the mirror, so I can see them when I'm getting ready to work. Some of the affirmations you can try are, I deserve a peaceful and loving life. I am centered and quiet. Calmness washes over me with every deep breath I take. My thoughts are coming down. Challenges bring opportunities. In today's society, we're continually bombarded with information, and that information overload can cause stress and tension. From written media to television, radio broadcast, and social media, it can be hard to escape. When something that is out of your control is the cause of your stress, like a natural tragedy, a big news story, etc., you have the option to unplug. Take time to turn off your notifications, silence your phone, and focus on something you enjoy without interruptions for at least the latest breaking news. Another coping mechanism worth mentioning is spiritual self-care, as those who participate in spiritual self-care activities have been found to live healthier lifestyles. Nurturing your spirit, however, doesn't have to involve religion. It can involve anything that helps you develop a deeper sense of meaning, understanding, or connection with the universe. Spirituality has different meanings for different people and is often influenced by the ideologies you grew up with. But a spiritual self-care practice is any ritual that connects you to your true self, the real you. Taking time for spiritual self-care encourages introspection and offers clarity and comfort. Introspection helps you remove yourself from external stressors and instead focus on what's going on internally. Here are some ways spiritual self-care can help you. It improves relationships and connections with others. It helps you experience more inner peace. It helps you gain clarity on what makes you happy and enhances feelings of oneness. It diminishes feelings of isolation and loneliness, and it deepens the relationship with yourself. These are all crucial long-term stress relief strategies that will help you manage versus stress. These are all crucial long-term stress relief strategies that will help you manage future stress. There are many ways you can connect with yourself and your spirit. Whether you enjoy meditation, attending a religious service, or praying, spiritual self-care is important. Here are some ways to help you deepen your spiritual self-care. Yoga. The goal of yoga is to harmonize your body, mind, and spirit. The practice is individualized according to your needs. Yoga encourages non-judgment and acceptance about where you are in life with the knowledge that you're building a strong foundation for a more empowering life. There are many types of yoga. Try a few to see which one fits your needs. Meditation is one of the easiest, most accessible spiritual practice to maintain. The practice of meditation can reduce stress and create clearer connection to who you are and what you want out of life. Nature has an incredible way of healing. Take time each day to immerse yourself in the sound of the birds or water, the sight of trees swaying in the wind, etc. The health benefits of being in nature has been the subject of many scientific studies lately, in particular a technique named earthing, also known as grounding. This technique has been found to promote health and feelings of overall well-being. Scientific research demonstrated that connecting to the earth electrical energy supports physical well-being. It especially has an impressive positive effect on inflammation. The Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine reported that earthing resynchronizes cortisol secretion more in alignment with its natural normal rhythm. Other studies also reported numerous positive results, including improved sleep, decreased pain and inflammation, reduced feelings of stress, and improvements in gastrointestinal symptoms. Earthing is a very simple and affordable technique and can be achieved in many ways by standing, sitting, lying, or walking with direct skin contact with the ground, sand, or dirt. It is as simple as finding a piece of earth or going to the beach, kicking off your shoes, and spending 20 or 30 minutes in contact with the earth. There are also earthing products such as shoes, bed sheets as convenient alternative to maintain contact with the earth during work, rest, or sleep, but I highly recommend it going outdoors. But you don't have to practice earthing to get the benefits of nature. Just being in nature by itself is healing. Being in nature cleanses and balances your aura. Plants, flowers, and trees have dynamic energy fields, and each one has a unique frequency, just like humans do. Because of this, different plants, flowers, or trees can be touched, hugged, or have around your house for different effects. So, being in nature raises your vibration, counteracts the effects of environmental toxins, and heals and prevents chronic illnesses. A growing body of research is now demonstrating that exposure to nature or its elements can result in beneficial effects such as improved cognition and psychological well-being, lower blood pressure, reduced stress, and faster healing. In fact, a simple view of nature out of the window can help patients heal faster. For example, in one study with patients recovering from gallbladder surgery, those who had a view of trees recovered more quickly than patients whose windows face a brick wall. Also, research shows that nature has a positive effect on your immune system. Your immune system doesn't only communicate with other organs and systems in your body, it also communicates with the outside world. It is a sensory organ that is made to receive information that you're not able to consciously receive. And research shows that one day spent in the wilderness increases the number of natural killer cells in the blood by 40% on average. If you spend 2 days in a row in a wooded area, you can raise the number of your natural killer cells by more than 50%. What is more impressive is that those who spend just 1 day in the forest will have more natural killer cells in their bodies for 7 days after the exposure, even if they did not go back during that time. Other studies on the effects of nature and our well-being have shown walking in the forest decreases blood glucose levels of type 2 diabetics. More importantly, merely being present in the forest lowers blood sugar. Nature alleviates pain, even if only observed by a window. In fact, significant reduction of pain was observed even if the images of nature are transmitted via movies, pictures, or sound recordings. A simple view of trees in hospitals reduces postoperative complications. The presence of a houseplant can improve recovery after surgery and reduce the need of painkillers. Sunlight enhances the release of serotonin, the happy hormone. Serotonin is known to promote feelings of peace, serenity, and satisfaction. It also eliminates anxiety, aggression, and excessive worry. In senior citizens and geriatric homes, residents who regularly spend time in gardens need less painkillers and antidepressants. Walking in the forest drastically lowers stress hormone levels. Regularly spending time in nature protects against sleep problems. Nature also supports heart health. Scientists in Japan and Korea demonstrated that walking in the woods as well as passively observing nature reduces blood pressure and calms the heartbeat. DHEA, a hormone produced in the adrenals, is enhanced when spending time in nature. This hormone is considered a heart protector substance as well as a precursor to both male and female sex hormones. As you can see, nature does not only help you connect with your higher self, but it also benefits your immune system and your overall health. You can't help but disconnect when you are in the moment and there is a sense of experiencing something greater than yourself. Other ways you can cultivate spiritual self-care include journaling, practicing heart coherence, praying, visualizing white light surrounding you, practicing gratitude for 5 minutes. Those are just a few. Our emotions are essential indicators of how we're feeling. But it is important to remember our emotions are not who we are. Emotions change from moment to moment depending on our thoughts, actions, environment, and even the food we eat. It is important to have healthy coping skills to deal with uncomfortable emotions like anger, anxiety, and sadness. Life is too short and valuable to remain stuck in patterns that don't serve you. When you are unable to forgive someone, it holds you back from fully experiencing life. Energy used to maintain a grudge can cause a continual release of stress hormones. Forgiveness isn't about letting someone off the hook. It is a gift you give to yourself to allow the release of negative emotions. In fact, scientific discoveries now classify unforgiveness as a disease. According to Dr. Steven Statifor, chief of surgery at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, refusing to forgive makes people sick and keeps them ill. As a result, forgiveness therapy is now being used to help treat diseases such as cancer. Dr. Statifor explains, it is important to treat emotional wounds or disorders because they really can hinder someone's reaction to the treatment, even someone's willingness to pursue treatment. Studies have also found that the act of forgiveness can improve your health by lowering your risk of heart attack, improving your cholesterol levels and sleep, and reducing pain, blood pressure, anxiety, depression, and stress. And according to research by Dr. Michael Berry, harboring the negative emotions associated with unforgiveness, such as anger and hatred, creates a state of chronic anxiety. He states, chronic anxiety very predictably produces excess adrenaline and cortisol, which deplete the production of natural killer cells, which is your body's foot soldier in the fight of cancer and other diseases. That is why practicing forgiveness of others is so important. And don't forget, the most important person to forgive is you. Now, the last technique I'm going to cover today is tapping into gratitude. Gratitude is the quality of being thankful. Gratitude is also a healing and supportive emotion. When you're struggling with stress, the practice of gratitude can help you. A gratitude practice begins with paying attention. Take notice of all the good things in your life. We can quickly become consumed by negativity and forget that the good and the bad exist in unison. A great way to help you organize your thoughts, accept experiences, and put them into context is to journal. By writing, you can magnify and expand on the sources of goodness in your life and think about what resources you gain from your experiences, including the bad ones. One thing that helps me, and that is a common practice among grateful people, is to not only write down what you're grateful for, but why are you grateful for. That deepens the feeling of gratitude. Now, to take your gratitude even further, express it to others. Many people in your life have helped you in one way or another. Thanking them completes the feeling of connection. When you make being grateful a daily habit, you will feel true joy and contentment, no matter what you have or don't have in your life. And since the law of attraction states that like attracts like, being grateful will naturally attract more into your life that you can be grateful for. So when you learn how to show appreciation daily, it creates a never-ending cycle of positivity. I recommend that you express your appreciation to at least 10 people a day, both individuals you know intimately, as well as any strangers who touch your life. Experiment with different forms of appreciation, like verbally or writing notes, and observe how much more deeply your appreciation is received when you find the right way to deliver it for each individual. Then keep track of everything you appreciated on your journal. You will see that as you build the habit of appreciation, it will help you to expand the circle of people to appreciate. Remember, our society flourishes because of our connections. We literally could not survive without other people. So expressing gratitude to others not only makes others feel good, but in the long run, it will also benefit you. Thank you for joining me today. I know during times of stress, it can be hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but I assure you, it is there. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me at contacttony@drtonycamacho.com. Also, check out my wonderful stress and anxiety management herbal supplements by visiting my website at www.dsanddavidrsandrosetonycamacho.com. And that's Tony with an I, and I will see you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Multidimensional Health Show. For more information or to schedule a private consultation, go to www.drtonycamacho.com. Have a great week.